Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The highly anticipated Brad Holmes press conference yesterday, 4 o'clock. We'll open up the phone lines. We're going to play cuts throughout the show today. We want to know a simple question. Do you feel more or less confident going into this offseason after hearing Brad Holmes address this fan base?
Yeah.
Because, John, on the surface, he came out and owned it. He said it was a disappointing season, gave himself an F with Dan Campbell, said it's pass fail. He didn't run away from his own blame in this.
But the expectation was a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he said their standard is much higher, and this was disappointment, and yeah, the season they failed. But as the press conference went on, when pressed on specifics, it's not like he really gave any ground anywhere. They're going to stay with the same process at pass rush. When asked about being more aggressive, he flipped the question and said, define more aggressive. When asked about the offensive line, he said it's an urgent need. Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
But then deflected to, if only you knew how many phone calls we make and how hard we tried.
Yeah, I was annoyed with him talking for the first 10 minutes about how hard the front office works, how hard Dan Campbell works, how hard he works. Like, to me, that should be understood. Like, I don't need to hear about how hard they're working. I get that. I expect that. And I don't expect it to work any harder, but I do expect there to be some differences in the results of what you're seeing on the roster.
Right. I mean, if you try and fail, you still failed. So it doesn't really make me feel any better to say they made phone calls and tried to work deals, but they didn't get those deals done. And I think a fair question is, should he have offered more? Should he have operated with more urgency? Was his assessment of fair wrong? Because clearly he didn't make the deal because he thought he'd have to give up too much. Well, should he give up more than he's comfortable with? Because maybe his line in the sand is wrong.
Right. And was there a move that they could have made, whether it was at the draft in free agency last year, in trades, whether it was preseason or at the trade deadline, that would have gotten them one more win? That's all you needed. One more win to get into the postseason.
Yeah. And as he put it, then he wouldn't be talking to us right now.
Right. And and it's when I say that out loud, I also think, well, in terms of coming from his perspective, do you want to sacrifice something, a future asset, simply for one more win and you're in, but you're a first round exit?
Yeah, but the pushback would be you're willing to give up those future assets for Giovanni Manu and multiple assets for a rookie and Isaac Tesla. It's like he's willing to give them up for projects, but he's not willing to give them up for veterans who would help the team win.
Yeah.
Just call it even one more football game. Just get one step closer.
And honestly, I wish there were different follow-up questions to some of his answers when talked about the sense of urgency, when talked about Taylor Decker. Hey, if Decker does retire, like, what is the plan? And not that he's going to tell you, oh, well, we're going to go draft an offensive tackle at number 17. I didn't expect that answer, but is the follow-up question, well, if Decker does retire, are you drafting or acquiring a left tackle, or are you moving Penei Sewell over to left and then you're acquiring a right tackle? Like, you know, what's the plan?
So it's people, these press conferences, they go in these weird directions because one guy will ask a question and then another reporter wants to work a different angle and then you lose the follow-up.
Yeah,
you're right. I think there's some more meat on the bone that we didn't get answers.
At least there's a discussion of moving Penei Sewell to left if Taylor Decker is not there.
Yeah. Now, look, we should play some of this for people. But again, the question is, do you feel better or worse, more or less confident going into this offseason? It's an important offseason. Let's start, Greg, with the first cut about Brad Holmes saying he didn't do enough this year. See, that's a good answer. That's a good spot. That's not running from anything. That's owning things. That's acknowledging we got some harsh realities and some tough conversations. That's a good start. He was asked about learning lessons from Frank Ragnow. Let's play that for people. But that's kind of a weird way to put it. It's been urgent in the past, but they haven't acted on that urgency. They haven't delivered.
So when I listen to that, it's a little bit of, okay, we're not just going to make a move. I took that more as the trade deadline. And we talked about it. It's hard to acquire offensive linemen. There weren't a lot available, and good players aren't going to be moved by a lot of their teams because they also know that they've got to be able to build up front. So why get rid of some of your best offensive linemen at the trade deadline? The offensive line is one that has to be addressed throughout the entirety of the offseason. It has to be addressed in free agency. It has to be addressed in the draft. And I know that he was asked about Giovanni Manu, and he was asked about both guard positions. And I do think that both guards, Mahogany and Ratledge, will be good players. I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to be great. And if they move Ratledge to center, maybe that's the best move of addressing the center position, but then you have to address the right guard position. I think the best move is going to be to go get a veteran center. Somebody that is a veteran that is used to the rigors of an NFL season, that's able to see and recognize blitzes, that's able to move guys off the ball. This offensive line needs that type of personality and type of player at center.
And that may require a considerable spend. So when Brad is asked about aggressive and he says, well, what's aggressive? Aggressive to me is I don't quite get to the Sam Laporta extension because I'm going to use the money right now to make sure I have a starting center. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Aggressive is doing something that maybe outside your comfort zone, maybe takes a little more risk into the equation, but speaks to the urgency that you claim is there. Urgency that doesn't actually get acted upon is hot air. So I love that he took accountability, but when pressed on specific areas that he could do differently, or, well, no, we're going to keep doing what we did with the defensive end. This is what he said about pass rush. Do you get what I'm saying when he says it wasn't ignored? We tried to get a pass rusher in the draft. It wasn't ignored on the offensive line. You wouldn't believe the phone calls we made. He has built a hell of a team in his mind. That doesn't count. You know what I mean?
Yes. I do know what you mean. And, you know, when you look and you say, okay, well, you know, who was some of the other teams? Well, Houston had a 12 and a 15 sack guy. Mm-hmm. And where are they playing?
Postseason.
In the postseason. So it can be done. But it's also like we all knew he was going to go to the sack numbers. And the number that he didn't talk about is time to pressure.
Like, I think it'd just be a great question to ask him. What do you make of the stat that you guys have the slowest time to pressure in consecutive seasons? And then back away. What does that mean to you? Because how do you twist out of that one? It's not good.
Right.
Clearly speaks to needing to do more. You can't just do the same thing. Do you feel more or less confident before we get to the phones and read some of the text? Let me just put it this way. Tone to start was humble pie, wasn't good enough, disappointing, not up to our standards. And when asked, hey, Campbell gave himself an F. What about you? He said, yeah, it's an F. It's pass fail. We failed. We're not playing right now. So that's all good, right? There's not like a delusion of, well, actually, everything I did was awesome. My issue is, John, did he ever articulate how this offseason is going to be different than previous offseasons? Is there any one area where he really owned, hey, I screwed up? It was more general. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And I understand that we are at the very early stages of the offseason, but his evaluation should have been going on throughout the entire season so that when you get here, you have a starting point of, yes, we need to address the center position, the offensive line. We've got to address the tackle position. We've got to address it's not just having multiple guys up front with double-digit sack numbers. What are you also getting from your defensive tackles? Because you look at Denver, who was by far and away the best team at pressuring the quarterback. They lead by 10, 11 sacks, and they've only got one guy in double digits, and that's Nick Benito.
Good point.
But then you look and you say, well, Jonathan Cooper is a linebacker, 8 sacks. Franklin Myers, defensive end, 7.5 sacks. Zach Allen, 7 sacks. Justin Snard, you got 4.5 sacks. Like, you go down the list and there are contributors all across that defensive front. So it's not always about getting pressure from just your edge guys.
But when you say, I'm going to have the same approach at defensive end.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
And then you say urgency on the offensive line, but we've been urgent. We haven't ignored it. That doesn't speak to, I haven't done enough and need to rework some of this and maybe get out of my comfort zone and do things a little differently this offseason. None of that was conveyed to us as fans. Let's get to the phones. Let's start with Steve. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Appreciate the show. Just a couple of things. I listened to that during Mike Valenti's when they were doing the press conference yesterday. There's something really wrong with this guy, Brad Holmes.
Oh, I thought you meant Mike.
Talk about aggressiveness. He wants to be aggressive. I'll give him aggressive. Jalen Phillips. That's aggressive. This guy really has done nothing. He claims that he failed. Yes, they both failed miserably. And I'm telling you, I'm really sorry that not just for me, but for the other people that paid all this money to go to these Lions games. Nobody's listening to the folks that go and cheer this team on. I don't know what this guy's going to do. Listening to him yesterday, and then when you guys play some of these radio clips, this guy's going to be the same place where he was last year. I don't think he's going to make any improvements. In my opinion, gentlemen, I think it's time for him to go, because I really think there's something wrong with him. Thank you and have a blessed day.
That's going a bit far.
At no point do I think they should fire him. When he says he hasn't done anything, that's going too far. They've won a few division titles, couple division titles. They've won a couple playoff games. They've drafted fairly well. They have cornerstone pieces here because of Brad Holmes. I don't want him fired. And to be clear, actions are going to matter more than anything he said yesterday at the press conference. But I guess I just wish that he, not that you're going to get specifics, John, but that there was an idea of there are things that we need to change that I'm willing to own that weren't good enough specifically, right?
Yes. Specifically about Jalen Phillips. And I know he was a name at the trade deadline, and Howie Roseman went out and got their guy. He finished the year with 5 sacks.
Yeah, look, at no point are you guaranteed anything if you take a swing. At no point does risk guarantee you that you're going to get a great football player. Like, there's a world where Brad Holmes trades for a center who's a turnstile in reality, and it doesn't work out, and he burned the draft pick. But he's willing to burn the draft pick on Manu, so I guess I'd rather see the pursuit, that it's not just phone calls that are happening in the dark, but moves that are actually made on the field, and then we can say, well, now I'm more willing to say you tried. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm more willing to hear you out. Hey, we evaluated, we scouted, we attempted, we took risk. It's not always going to work, but we didn't ignore it. When you say we didn't ignore it, but you also didn't add, then it's hard to take you
right
at that word.
And it does take two. Like, you've got to have,
of course,
a trade partner, somebody that's willing to part with a good player. But if they're not willing to part with the good player from what you're offering, but you need that good player, you may have to overpay a little bit to get them. And it's just like in when we're talking about the center position. If you want to go out in free agency and get a good player.
A Linderbaum, a McGovern.
Yeah. Okay, so Tyler Linderbaum. Like, right now, the top end of the center market is at, what, $18
million? Yes.
All right. So do you think that Tyler Linderbaum is the same as, what's the center for Chicago, who I think is one of
Dahlman.
The best? Dahlman. All right, he may not be Dahlman, but you're going to have to pay him more than you are paying Dahlman. So what does it take, $20 million to get it done?
Right, and that would be, quote, more than our chart says he should get paid, so we're not going to do it because it would be an overpay and a mistake. Well, then the trade-off is the opportunity cost. Who's your center? You still got to play games next year. You still got to try to get better next season. And you may have to spend a little more than you want, give up a little more than you want, quote, lose the deal. You know, you're the sucker. You gave up more than you should have. But if you don't take those risks at all, you get to watch the playoffs on the couch with us.
Right.
And I don't like that he was doing the press conference yesterday. I want him to do it at the end of February. 248-539-9797. Let's read some of the texts coming in. Guys, everybody works hard. Most of us are at jobs that have a greater impact than wins on Sunday. It's not enough. It says this offseason will be exactly the same as the previous.
I'm not going to say that yet until we see what he does this offseason. If he says he's going to take a hard look and operate differently in regards to, and again, define aggressive. Well, that may be different to us than it is to him, but if he's going to take that hard look, what they did last offseason wasn't enough. So what are you going to do differently? Actions are going to speak a lot louder than words.
One definition of trying is failing with dignity. Sounds like it applies here. Kevin. Guys, working hard and working smart are two different things. Nobody cares how many hours of research you put in if it's not good.
Or if ultimately it doesn't result in anything.
This one says, Travis St. Clair Shores, when someone does a press conference and every other word is he's not prepared for the press conference, let alone these types of answers. I don't think that's
some
fair.
Some people are better public speakers than others.
This guy says it should be a drinking game. How many times he says No, what I'm not going to do is judge the quality of general manager by, does he have any verbal crutches at the podium?
Right.
It says, imagine you tell your boss, sorry I didn't get it done, but can you imagine how hard I tried?
Yes. Pass, fail, which also in an F in that situation might mean fired.
It says, I feel worse about the offseason after listening to Brad yesterday. Nothing's going to change. He's still the smartest guy. He'll be looking for a new job in 2 years because he won't fix anything.
Brad Holmes has done a really nice job of pulling the Lions organization from years and years of irrelevance to being a relevant team run by competent people. So to think that in 2 years he's going to be gone, no. If they miss the playoffs the next 2 years, then yeah, I think everything's going to be gone at that point. But this is a team that has a lot of talent, clear flaws.
Mm-hmm.
But now we need to see them address the flaws.
John, are we really asking a GM to lay out a blueprint at a press conference and discuss what they're going to spend? That would make Brad sound desperate. He'd lose leverage. No, I don't think either of us are asking him to have come out and said, here are the players we're targeting, and here's how we're going to get better with every name and every dollar accounted for. What I'm simply saying is you come out and you start with the right tone of not up to our standard, disappointment, failed. Yet, same approach at edge. We've been consistently trying to add to the offensive line. We're going to keep doing that. What do you mean by aggressive? It was disjointed. Like, I would have loved to know what's
disjointed
gonna be
because the questions were disjointed.
And that's fair. When you have a media scrum of that many people and everybody's trying to poke at different topics and different talking points. But my point is, I don't think he ever explained how this upcoming offseason is going to be different. And I'm not saying it's got to be here are the players and here are the dollars, but give us a little more to understand. Okay, you understand you failed. Why will this be different? I think that's the biggest money question, and I don't think we got a satisfying or satisfactory response to that.
No, the only time that when he was talking about the center position, and he actually mentioned, we've got to do something, whether it's in free agency, the draft, or trades, like we need to address it. Okay, now you piqued my interest. You talked about a need, and yeah, you've got three different ways that you can address it. I just want to know that they are going to address it in one of those three ways.
We'll play the audio about him declining to commit on being more aggressive. We'll do that coming up next. We got calls to get to. It's 97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.